This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's now 26 minutes past two, and I'm here in the studio with Mo, and we've also got two very special guests here with us today. We've got Dana Malecki, and we've got Jan Harper-Whale. Now, Jan is a newly self-published author, and she's written a very, very interesting book all about the ancient history of the Isle of Wight. What got you interested in the ancient history of the island?
If I describe to you that I've been on the island since 1976, and I came from London, but during my years there, I became very, very focused on the ancient energies of the island, in particular our very ancient longstone up at Motherstone. And I took a trip up there one afternoon with a friend, and in that, it absolutely changed my life, my focus, because I touched the stone, and some people might find this incredible to believe, but I was shown something that happened in the distant past, and it was a invasion on the island by a huge army of Wessex soldiers, and they were here to annihilate the people that were here, and they were the Wictuara. And these wonderful people had migrated from the Cymbric Peninsula, which is an area just over the water, and they came in the very early stages of migration. And they were very particular in that they came and settled in three areas along the south coast: Kent, the Meon Valley, and the Isle of Wight.
Wow. And are you a spiritual person?
I wasn't when I came to the island,
no.
But I certainly am now. One thing I have discovered about our wonderful island is how powerfully sacred it is. And I was pulled here, and I have talked to several people who have felt the same pull to come to the island, and they don't know why.
We've had lots of guests who've said similar things. People who describe themselves as spiritual, but also in my own experience, I mean, I'm relatively new to the island, I've only been here 18 years, but people often return to the island. I used to work at a primary school, and the number of people that left because perhaps they got a job on the mainland or they went to be nearer relatives and then came back. I've never ever known anywhere like it. It's incredible.
And that happened to me also, because I left the island in 2000 to go travelling, and I did a lot of things. And I travelled to other countries. I travelled to many countries around the world, actually. It was something that I just really, really had to do. And of all the places in the world that I travelled to, I came back here, and it was a personal choice to come back here. And it's since I have been back on this personal choice that the research into our ancient history came so wonderfully. I mean, it was a journey. I've had a few eureka moments on the journey to actually discover that these wonderful Wictuara people were very, very spiritual. They were the spiritual caste. And they belonged to a confederacy of seven tribes, as documented by Tacitus, the Roman chronicler, whose father Agrippa was governor general here. And he described them in such a way that really inspired me to look further, because they were peaceful people in that they worked, worshipped with Nethos. That is the Earth Mother, the original Earth Mother.
Can I just ask you, Jan, where Wictuara comes from?
The word Wictuara.
Yes.
Wict is the ancient name of the island, Wictland, and it means Isle of Spirit. So our ancestors knew this island was special way back then.
Wow.
And we are looking at the 2nd, 3rd centuries AD.
This is really interesting. Oh. We'll just have a break for some music. We've got a song from the Beatles coming up, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Help! I need somebody. Help! Seems like a very appropriate song. It's the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
It is Good Vibrations in here this afternoon, yeah.
We're talking to Jan Harper-Whale all about her book about the ancient history of the island. And if people want to get hold of your book, Jan, what's the best way? Because it's on Amazon, isn't it?
Yes, the book is available on Amazon now. They can go straight through to Amazon and put in the Witwara, and that will reach that page. If they wanted to find out a bit more about it before, if they go to www.waking-the-dragon.co.uk, that's my website, and there is a book link on there that gives a lot of information about the research that
Fantastic.
I've done, the background research that I've done to the book, and then you can order it from there. The link will take you through to Amazon.
And the research must have been quite difficult, because it's not the sort of thing that you can just do an internet search and then find. So how did you go about researching it?
Now, that is a deep question, because really, we were talking just now about how things come to us. We say, is it a coincidence? But no, actually, they come to us for a reason. And I was able to find probably the most groundbreaking book by Stephen Oppenheimer called The Origins of the British. And in that big, thick tome that he's written, he's taken a look at our origins, not just from an archaeological point of view, which is, you know, really good, and some places are better than others, and the island does not have enough funding for its archaeological research at all, but he looks at it from a linguistic history and from a microchondrial, that is the female DNA, which now is possible to be done on any finds that they have. And there is so much evidence coming out now with the microchondrial DNA, which is the female strain, that we are looking at a totally different race of people that came here to the Anglo-Saxon that has been written in the history books. They were a different race of people. They were more broad. He's shown how Celtic people in the British Isles actually came from Tuscany, and they moved up to Cornwall, through to Wales, through to Scotland and Ireland. And the Scottish came from Scandinavia because of the whole red hair. But for the rest of Britain, they were the Suave. They came from a group of tribes. I can name them. They were called the Jutes, but then their true name is actually the Udose, and the Rudadinians, the Suethones, the Neathones, the Angli, and they all lived in this confederacy of incredible sophistication. Their society, their culture was really, really good. They had wonderful craftsmen, and they traded along the Silk Road, because there are finds on the Isle of Wight from Byzantium,
wow,
which means that they travelled.
Mm.
And the idea that it was only the Vikings that had the seafaring wherewithal to do keel and sail, it's been proved now that these people sailed through keel and sail, and they came over here across what we call the Germania Sea.
So it sounds as if, while you were doing your research, one thing led to another. Is that...
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And the most fascinating of all is to answer the passion that I have to bring this vacuum, this gap in our history, her story, to the island so people know, is that my name, Whale, which I'd always been taken ribbed on when I was a kid, you know, it's catch-up Whale, being a Londoner.
Oh, yes. It's a huge book. You should see the size of this book. It would take a long time to read it.
I found in my research that Whale is actually ancient Saxon for Wahl, W-A-H-L.
Ah.
And its name is Guardian of the Stones. And the people go straight to the Warini, which is part of the Confederacy. So I found a personal link to these ancestors on this island. And it's been absolutely a wonderful journey for me to actually find that out.
That's fantastic. Right, we'll just have another track of music. We'll have Katy Perry and then we'll talk again.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what.
Katy Perry featuring Nicki Minaj, and that's a song called Swish Swish. And we're here in the studio with Dana Malecki and Mo and I, as usual, and Jan Harper-Whale, who is an author, talking about her book, The Witwara. Have I pronounced that properly?
You have pronounced it beautifully.
Oh, thank you. And Dana's been a guest on the show before, and you run the Positive Living Group, Dana, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah. I came on, I think it was a couple of months ago. Yeah.
And Jan's coming to talk at your group, is that right?
Yes, I wanted everybody to know that Jan will be talking more about her book at the Positive Living Group on Tuesday. That's the 17th of October, next Tuesday. It's, as ever, at the Wright Library. Just rock up and turn up for it. There's no specific criteria. And the doors are open at 6:30 and we kick off about 7 o'clock. And Jan will be going into in depth in talking about the book and so forth.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
so. And Jan, if you were writing a sort of little advert for your book, what would you say in order to encourage people to read it? What would be the what's the kind of... the message of the book or something that people have said to you, people that have read it, how have they sort of commented on, what have they enjoyed? Because I said I like the fact that you've got nice big clear fonts. I mean, this is obviously a sign we're all getting older, isn't it, when we pick up a book.
me also.
And it's nice and easy to read, because a lot of the older books are so tiny that it's a struggle.
Yes.
To focus, but yours is attractive straight away because you can actually read it. It's a nice heavy book,
but with
lovely clear writing. So what sort of people would they enjoy the book, do you think?
I think all the spiritual community on our island, of which there are huge numbers and growing.
I'm very surprised
people are opening up to the energy of the island. We now have a dragon line, which is that energy line that runs from east to west, which we celebrate on certain times of the year.
I saw your YouTube videos, actually.
Yeah. And this whole energy is getting into people's hearts. That's what really I would love for those people to buy the book, to read and understand about how our ancestors were here on the island, caretaking, living close to the land, living close to Mother Earth. They knew things that we are now just only beginning to find out again. It's ancient truths.
And yet we enjoy the things and we appreciate the things nowadays.
Yeah.
That those people who were here hundreds of years ago appreciated, perhaps in a different sense, but the natural beauty of the island is something that people always enjoy. You know, the fresh air, the views, the scenery, and the creative nature. I mean, we do have lots of poets and lots of artists on the island, don't we?
Yes, it's a very creative island, but that energy, that pulse of the island attracts creative people, it attracts spiritual people, and we have the most stunning landscape. I always call this island the microcosm of the macrocosm, because it's been shown that we have flora and fauna on the island that is not anywhere else.
Mm.
So that makes us special, but our ancestors saw this island as very sacred, and we should be protecting her.
Yes, absolutely.
Top priority.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Unfortunately, time has beaten us because we've got to get to the news on the hour at 3 o'clock, but it's been really interesting. I must admit, when I read up a little bit about your book, I thought, this is a subject that I don't know anything about, but having heard what you've had to say, it's been fascinating.
And there's so much more to ask and to find out as well. It's so interesting. But we've just run out of time, so
but perhaps
we'll
have you come back.
Yeah,
oh, thank you. Yes, would love to do that. www.vectisradio.com